Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 AM with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:06 in the morning. Our phone line's here at 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, honey.
Well,
it is
the 11th of September.
Yep.
We remember on this day, it kind of, we choose to remember. I think that, of course, we watch the headlines and tap in the morning of what's going on. But I'm wondering if at all, if the memories of September 11th are going to be shaping the Syria debate. We're going to be talking about a lot of things this morning. Are you flying the flag? Are you thinking about flying the flag? Remember when 9/11 happened and everybody flew their flag? On their cars, in their houses, like, we're Americans, you're not going to come on our soil, in our land, and do this to us. This haunting time of our lives, we will always remember. It can happen at any time. Are you prepared? So today, we're going to be covering a lot of things that happen, community events and stuff like that, but we'll be coming in with snippets and other things that do and have affected us so greatly in this nation.
That's right. 12 years ago today, it's about 6 a.m., the first airline that's been taken over by a terrorist hit the World Trade Center, and about 4 minutes later, the second airliner hit. And you're listening, listening to the news. They just did a complete, timeline of it. Not a timeline, but that day when it was happening. But we'll be talking about that, as we go along this morning. We've got a lot of things we're going to be talking about today. A lot of things happen in the legislature. A lot of things happened right here in the city last night in the county board of supervisors meeting and the, meeting that the, Bureau of Reclamation had about the, raising of the dam. But first, let's start off with good news. Let's hear from Kathy Lathrop Cummings, our Wells Fargo advisor for our Market Minute. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. At this time, the markets are mixed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 47 points at 15,238. The S&P 500 is down $2.50 at 1681.51. And the NASDAQ is down 14 at 37.14. Active stocks today include Apple, which is down $23.22 at $471.52. Nokia up 24 cents at $5.84. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is down 27 cents at $20.55. And Pepsi is down 13 cents at $79.30. In the bond market, we find higher prices, which has brought the 30-year Treasury yield to 3.86. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up 33 cents at $107.72. Gold is down 10 cents at $1,363.90. And silver is up 17 cents at $23.19. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, Kathy, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 243-7561. They are the ones to help you through Wall Street, to help you with the advice that you need. Again, 243-7561. Did we do the weather already? And I just passed it over.
We haven't done the weather yet. It's currently 65 degrees in the downtown studios. It's going to be high today at 95. So we're going to have quite a temperature jump there. And tonight we have mostly clear with temperatures around 67. The weather's brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. We'll be bringing you updates all day long about what's happening around the nation, as well as Well, we've got a really special guest coming up in our next segment.
Yeah. Well, we have, let's talk about the fire a little bit. 7,000 acres burnt, 80 buildings, including outbuildings. I think it's like 30 houses and like the rest are outbuildings have been destroyed. 300 in danger, 40% contained, expect full containment by Sunday. People are calling, I would call the sheriff's office, about when you can get back. And we've had calls already this morning that, in specific areas, I think you have to ask the sheriff, where the specific areas are at. Bob, is there any updates this morning? Beyond what I gave.
Don't have any updated figures from what you gave, Carl. No, it's still 40% contained and around 7,000 acres burned.
Okay. The fire is not sure what caused the fire on this occasion, but I'm sure that they will research it. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. I want to talk 9/11 a little bit. Where were you 12 years ago today? There's a number of things going on out at Shasta Lake this evening. There's a remembrance. They have a part of the towers. They have a piece of steel from the towers, and that's going on out there. Plus, the giant flag has a ceremony this morning, and we may be getting a call from somebody that's out there during the ceremony. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. We'll be right back.
Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day? Were you in the yard with your wife and children or working on some stage in L.A.? Did you stand there in shock at the sight of that black smoke rising against that blue sky? Did you shout out in anger and fear for your did you just sit down and cry?
It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill. Don't you just love sunbathing in suburbia?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun, watching neighbors be neighborly.
Speaking of neighborly, did you see Mr. Jones yesterday morning? He picked up Mr. Brown's paper and delivered it right to his doorstep. Now that's being a good neighbor.
Hey, Drake, you see what I'm seeing?
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy, Mr. Jones is ready to wash his car right there in the driveway.
Look at all that soap.
That would make a great bubble bath.
No, that's a problem. Soap suds won't evaporate, and we'll end up in the river next time it rains.
Oh, wait, it's cool. He's washing his car on the gravel so the soap doesn't go in the storm drain.
Humans, who knew they were so smart?
It's true. Storm drains flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants, like soap suds, can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we are in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Baugh. Today, 9/11, 12 years ago today. Pacific Standard Time, a little bit over an hour ago, the first of the attacks began. After the World Trade Centers were hit, and people were talking to the news agencies when it happened. A plane hit it, but it appears, and they were talking about, gosh, what a terrible accident. And then they were talking to producers, just said, my God, the second one's been hit. And they didn't have this was ABC, had to switch a camera over. And when they saw it, it was, and the woman said, this was a 747 or a DC-9. It was big. Then of course after that, the Pentagon was hit, and finally the crash into a Pennsylvania farm field. Passengers there, knowing what was going on, had attacked the terrorists. They wanted to take the plane back. They weren't going to go silently, and they didn't. And that day started a war that still goes on today, a war that could be escalated into Syria. But thankfully, it seems like we've taken a step back from that brink. I want to talk about a gentleman by the name of Rick Rosoria. Rick didn't think he was a hero. He was a retired Army officer. He had served his country, and he had become a security, in charge of security for Morgan Stanley. And what he did was he took his job really seriously. He worked there at the World Trade Tower, and he instituted a lot of procedures, and including evacuation procedures in case there was a fire or disaster, to get his people out of the tower. They were up 100 stories. After the attack on the first tower and then the second, the Port Authority was saying, stay where you are. Rick ignored that and ordered everybody from Morgan Stanley to evacuate the tower, which they did, helping each other, getting down the stairs, walking down the stairs, helping people that couldn't move, people that couldn't get all the way down, and they carried them, they got them out. He got the Morgan Stanley people out, saving thousands of lives. Rick was last seen heading back up the stairs to help any that hadn't made it, going back up after his last group. And he was never seen again. The tower collapsed. A hero. But he was just one of thousands of heroes. I was there at the 9/11 site soon after it had happened for a variety of reasons. And you could see the firehouses around the World Trade Towers. In every tower or every firehouse, they had lost the whole shift. Every man or woman on the shift was dead. Not only that, they had the men and women that were off duty came running in to help. And in front of the stations were all these photos of the people from that shift that were fighting that went down to the World Trade Towers. The policemen, the Port Authority, the firemen. All the first responders that were moving up the stairs knowing it was bad. They couldn't get up through elevators. They were going up hundreds of flights of stairs to try to rescue people when it collapsed, when the building started to collapse. All of them heroes. And today in New York, they're reciting the names of everybody that's died in this, from the families who lost somebody there. And we can't forget that there's people out there that planned this, that hate our country and would do anything they can to destroy our country.
I think about the unrest that's happening now, the rumble that's happening throughout the world on the Syrian situation. And of course, we only know what we're fed through the press. The fact that it's even reached the point where it's on the tips of their tongues, you know that there's a lot that's going on behind the scenes. And I think about how many of us in America, we're spoiled children in the fact that things come easily to us. Even people who don't have a job and are on assistance now are given cell phones. So I think about the people walking around in America, well, in other parts of the world as well, with their faces planted in a cell phone. And I just got this terrible vision of, you know, having some kind of tragedy where there's gas or some kind of chemical warfare and the cell phone melted into the face. I know that's gross, but that's an image that came to my mind today about don't ever forget. Pay attention, be careful, be mindful, and let's not forget about those people, 9/11, that people had families that, just vanished. They never saw them again. It was just they went to work one day and they're gone. They didn't have a body. They had nothing. So today, a lot of those families from the 9/11, from the Twin Towers, let's not forget, again, the plane that went down and also in the Pentagon, but the Twin Towers, how people are coming together and remembering, that's what we need to do. We need to remember our forefathers, people that went before us, what we, the wonderful freedoms that we have in this country, but always never forget, it's right around the corner. We have to be mindful and be active, proactive.
That's right. We'll take a quick break here and we'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460, 9/11.
This is my right, a right given by God to live a free life, to live in freedom. Talking about
if you're looking for a new home, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. And now through September 30th, we're waiving the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications. To learn more, call or stop by your local North Valley branch or home loan center today. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Wednesday, September 11th, we asked the question, why are they building the world's largest mosque on the crash site of United Flight 93? Learn how radical Islamists within our government are building a terrible tribute to the 19 terrorists who killed over 3,000 Americans on September 11th, 2001. This Wednesday, 10 to 12, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. That's Agenda 21 Radio.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Another one just hit the building.
Wow.
Another one just hit it hard.
Another one just hit the world trade.
The whole building just came apart.
Holy smokes. All right, I guess you guys can be busy.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott. 12 years ago today, 9/11. You were just hearing reports from people talking about when the second plane hit the World Trade Tower. We were getting ready to have a guest on, Mark Munoz, who is our mailman. What a great guy! He was going to come in and talk about local hockey and this. And he said and during the break he said, "You know, Carl," he said, "this is not the time to talk about hockey. This is," he says, "I can do that anytime." He said, "We need to talk about what happened 12 years ago." Mark Munoz, what a good man.
He's one of the smiley guys who delivers the mail happily.
Okay, let's go to the phones.
Let's go to the phones to Lori. Lori's out on the scene. We love what you're doing, Lori. Tell us about where you are and what you are doing.
Well, hello, Linda. Good morning.
Good morning.
We are right off I-5. If you're heading north, we are on that side right before South Bonneville. There's half flags on the fence. There's a banner. And we have Julie Tomino right now has the American flag, and there will be up to 50 people during the day carrying flags and showing that we need to remember, never forget.
Never forget. And,
great.
You know, we still have people in combat right now. That started on this day 12 years ago. We still have people in Afghanistan dying there, that people, you know, that a war that is somewhat forgotten unless there's somebody in your family or somebody that you know personally.
Yes. Nobody. We also honor all our local vets that have passed away from the war. It's touched our hearts very close to us. And the firefighters and the other ones, we want to make sure that they are honored today, especially after our huge fires we've had here locally.
You can't say enough about our first responders.
No.
They go into danger. And people talk about, this and all that. But the people that are maybe don't understand what it takes to go and fight, you know, to fight a fire or to pull somebody over at night or to break in a door to go after bad people or to go into fires to save people. We need to make sure that they always, our first responders always have our affection and our acknowledgement.
I'd love to see by noon today that people who are, you know, taking their kids to school or driving by are going to, go home and find their flag. They're going to fly it. Honk when you go by. Lori Alexander, you do so much for our community. Thank you.
And how's your house, Lori? Lori, how's your house?
My house, we've been on alert for the last 48 hours. It's still spot fires are coming up. We're right on the creek, so one of us stays home no matter what until this thing is completely out. Due to the fact we live right on the creek with 3,000 acres, the fire has turned to the west of this 3,000 acres, so it is very close to home. And we basically haven't slept for two nights. Any little noise, we're waking up and we're ready to run because we've been in the Happy Valley fire and we know how fast that fire can move.
Yeah, well, Bruce was going to come in today and he sent me an email and said, hey, you know, I won't be able to make it. We have a fire outside our house. And, you know, hey, Bruce, can come in anytime you want to, but, you know, stay with the house.
Well, yes, we're taking turns. If he needs to go in, he has graciously let me come down to ride with my girlfriend, my dear friend, Julie Tamino, who this is her 11th year doing this. Her son served four tours in Afghanistan. It's very close to her heart, and we've had lots of local people who have lost loved ones. So she wants to make sure no one forgets, and we've left an open invitation to people that own this land of plowed it all up. Another trailer just pulled in and a horse is getting saddled. So we hope to have en masse going here. We have lunch and water and everything for everybody who comes to participate in this today. Even on foot. If you want to stand by my half legs on the fence and wave, people are honking.
Right.
Nobody's honked for the last few minutes, of course, right?
Right.
But we had a whole stream, probably about 10, honking. Just going to town, having a ball.
Well, people getting ready to go to work and all this stuff. So, Lori, thank you. Thanks again for what you do, too.
You bet.
Thanks,
no problem.
Lori.
We're here, and anybody ever needs help, you know, we are the ones you can call. And there's a horn. I don't know if you heard that or not.
Great. Well, thanks a lot, and we'll be checking
Thank
in with you.
You
later. Thanks.
Okay.
You betcha.
There's a thing I came across, speaking of, I was 3 years old, I want to read this to you, when the Twin Towers fell and thought I don't remember that day, changed the path of my life and the lives of more than 2 million other military kids like me who've sent a parent off to war these past 12 years. When Americans remember 9/11 on Wednesday, we remember those who died, the heroes, the terror, but there's also a generation of kids we're thinking about, military kids, whose lives never went back to the way they were. Today, 1.2 million kids have a parent in the military. Some, like my brother and me, had a parent who was on active duty in 2001. Others are children of National Guards or reservists whose parents were suddenly called to service. Still others were born to young Americans who joined the military after the attack because their country needed them. More than 900,000 military kids have had one or two parents deploy twice or more. And in the last 10 years, 10,200 of those children have had an immediate family member die. These are just a few of the impacts of post-9/11 wars.
We've got, there's a report, John Dixon just wrote to us, and that they've got like about 1 million motorcycles heading for D.C. right now to commemorate this. I heard yesterday also is D.C.'s not giving them a permit to roll through at one time, so they're going to take their time going through D.C., which ought to be a big noise. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break, going to come back. We've got, I think George Runner is going to be calling in. If not, that's fine, because we have so many things we need to address today right here. KCNR 14. 1460. Community Talk Radio for the North State. Got something to say? Give us a call.
From the Fox Business Network, Verizon has launched a record $49 billion bond deal to buy Vodafone out of their Verizon Wireless joint venture. Prices were in line with expectations for the offering, which easily tops the previous record set by Apple for $17 billion. Meanwhile, demand for home loans plunged last week as borrowing costs increased. The number of U.S. mortgage applications dropped 13.5% from the prior week on a seasonally adjusted basis. The Mortgage Bankers Association says the average interest rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage rose to 4.8% from 4.73% last week. And the number of self-employed Americans is growing. More than 17 million U.S. workers identify themselves as freelancers, temps, or other independent workers. According to a report from MBO Partners, that's up 10% from 2011, and that number is expected to grow to 24 million by 2018. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
I want my company's network to be safer and more reliable.
Do you want to deal with multiple vendors?
No.
Are per-user fees and added feature costs okay?
No.
How about solutions that are hard to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Networks offers the largest family of powerful, affordable security networking and storage solutions designed to protect business users, apps, and data. All from a single source that's easy to do business with. Protect your business. Visit Barracuda.com/products to try any free for 30 days.
This Friday night, high school football action continues right here on KCNR 1460. Join yours truly, Nate Aberea, as the Enterprise Hornets host the West Valley Eagles. Pregame starts at 7:05, kickoff at 7:30 in a matchup of two undefeated teams, each with championship aspirations. It's the Enterprise Hornets and the West Valley Eagles on Shasta County's home for Friday night football, KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Dale McClintock is back at Athens Auto Repair.
Is your auto in need of a tune-up, repairs, or maintenance? Call Gentry at Athens Auto Repair at 243-8595. Dale is back as the new owner. Quality, honesty, and great customer service. Go to 2301 Athens Avenue or call Gentry at 243-8595. They can help you with all your automotive needs. That's 243-8595. That's Athens Auto Repair. That's 243-8595. Dale is back.
This alert is brought to you by Registration Express Group.
Well, folks, here we go. They're huddled up at the DMV, and it's another delay of game penalty. But what's this? B-75 is running out the door, and the whole team is following. They're heading to Registration Express Group at 1805 Hilltop, Suite 1, and they're in the door. The transaction is complete. Touchdown! If you're still in line at the DMV, break out and try something new. Registration Express Group, fast, easy, and convenient. They issue official DMV registration tags and plates on site. Call today at 222-4700.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great coffee, and either hot coffee or cold coffee when it gets a little bit hotter in the afternoon. Walk next door. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town. The finest walk-in humidor in the state at Tobacco and Brew. Joe and Shelley take great care of this community. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. Veterans Advocate of the Year Awards Banquet is going to be this Saturday, September 14th. They still have some tickets left. They're $15 for tickets, for dinner tickets there. Social hour begins at 5 p.m. and dinner and program at 6 p.m. It's going to be on Yuba Street at the Veterans Memorial Hall. And they honor Shasta County's Individual and Group Advocates of the Year. Also, Rob Burrows is still moving the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. It has to be out today, 9/11. How strange, how interesting that it had to be this date that you have to move the museum by then. So they still need help out there. If you have time, you have a truck, you've got arms, willing hands and this, please head on out there to the Heritage Center off Airport Road. You'll see it. I think it's Meadowview, and head on out there and see if you can give them some help. They've still got things there, so please head on out today and give Rob some help and rest of the volunteers out there moving. Okay, a lot of things happening today. Last night, our citizens got together and said what they thought of raising the dam. 18 feet on the dam. It wasn't met with a great deal of appreciation by the crowd.
I can imagine. First of all, the reports are that they're raising the dam for the fish.
Well, it's also for the water, too. They want to be able to retain more water that they want to be able to take down to the south.
Exactly.
Put them through those two new tunnels that they want to build. So it sucks out even more. The delta down there, kind of, you can only push so much water through it. You put the tunnels down there. They can just suck off more water. The problem with putting that dam up is, or raising it 18 feet according to the people there, is one, you're gonna lose, businesses. They're gonna have to, go from 9 marinas to 5, they're gonna lose 5 marinas out there, because they don't have the property. The Native American tribes are gonna lose sacred land. That's going to cost over $455 million to relocate bridges, roads, railroads, and that lakehead would disappear. I mean, this is a big undertaking here to raise the dam from 1,029 feet to 1,050 feet, or the water level there. And the question is why? Well, a lot of people are unhappy about this, but some people think that, you got the big agro growers down in the deltas down there, that makes no difference. Plus, the fact is that we've got to continue to keep all of those golf courses green in Southern California, in deserts where things weren't supposed to grow like that. My favorite story is driving through Palm Springs and watching the streets being watered continuously during the day, and that nobody seemed to care. And up here we're saying don't use your water because we're fighting fires. Well,
the public is showing an overwhelming opposition, of course, to,
Syria?
Well, I would love to have callers call in, 605-4567, for those of you who, how do you feel about this? How do you feel about it? Being the dam being raised.
Oh, okay. We've had people on here and talking about it. And like I said, it does, like, let's just as an example, Holiday Harbor is, they've got their place is above the water, but moving a dam up 18 feet would mean they'd have to move everything they have back up the hill and clear off the hilltops there to build more stuff for what they have right there. For the time that the water would get up that high, and how high can it get? Would it get up that high to make that happen? It might occasionally so, but they have to move everything. There's been so many, moving on to things here, that things have happened. In the legislature, that things they have passed, bills they have just passed in the last day or two, that are going to have a severe impact on your Second Amendment rights, my friends. What are the bills? How are they going to impact on you if the governor signs them? We're going to talk about that soon as we get back from these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR, 1460.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-642-8896. 1-800-642-8896. That's 1-800-642-8896. 1-800-642-8896.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities, stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
And the nation is on full terrorist alert. Planes crashing into the World Trade Center. Two of them about an hour ago. And now it looks as though the tower
breaking
has just collapsed.
WCBS 880.
All right. Right now. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott. Today, 9-11, of course, 12 years ago when that happened, when the two towers hit, then the Pentagon, and then the crash into the fields. The flag raising out, the giant flag raising out there that they're having right now.
In Redding.
And then, of course, out at Shasta Lake, they have the, or city of Shasta Lake, they have that great ceremony out there. I think it starts around 6 p.m. today, where they have piece of the steel from the tower out there. They have a wonderful ceremony, and you get hot dogs and drinks and everything out of that. And, is there anything else going on today, Bob?
Just details. It says the ceremony at the Shasta Lake Fire Protection District Station starts at 6:30, and the candlelight vigil will begin at 7:20.
Okay,
this evening.
Plus they have hot dogs and drinks out there for free. It's a great ceremony out there. So,
okay, this portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. as we go through all these things, stay healthy. They have a great in-store deli. I like to go in there and get their to-go sandwiches and a little, you know, drinks and stuff, a quick lunch. But they also have great, supplements and their natural foods. They are the North State Nutrition Experts going in. I think they're so informed there that if you needed like vitamin D or vitamin C, what kind, what was going to be great for your body, they'll tell you what it is. 221 Locust Street. Give them a call, 244-9141. It's currently 66 degrees in the downtown studios. It's going to be today. The temperatures are going to reach around 95. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 67. And the weather's brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Well, let's thank our legislature down in Sacramento for taking another swipe at your hunting and Second Amendment rights. That's right. They passed the lead bullet ban. Oh, it's, you know, those lead bullets are they kill those condors. Well, how many of them kill condors? How many of them are killed by the turbines, the wind turbines? How many of them are killed because of habitat? How many just run into walls? But the other animals that eat the gut piles left by hunters out there, and that, you know, this is causing a great deal of danger to the animals and to the people. Does it? Does it really? I mean, people have been hunting with lead for, what, hundreds of years? You know, you can come back, oh gosh, no, it's just so much. Well, you know what? The problem is that it's not about lead, my friends. It's not about lead bullets. It's about taking away your rights. It's about making it harder to hunt, making it more expensive. And you just keep doing that, you know, with your little agenda to take your rights away, because now they also banned the sale of semi-automatic rifles with a detachable magazine. Imagine that. So, you know, so if you've got a, I think they excluded rimfires, but I'm not sure. Somebody told me yesterday they excluded rimfires, which meant that your Ruger 10/22 won't have to be, you'll still be able to probably buy that one. Any type of semi-automatic weapon then would be center fire that has a detachable magazine. You can't buy anymore. The Remington Game Master? Nope. Sorry. Can't buy that. The one you've been hunting with for the last 20 years? Sorry. Can't buy that one because this is to keep people from being killed with these ARs. How many people are killed with ARs in the state of California? How many are killed with legal ARs from somebody that's bought a sporting rifle? Because it's not an assault rifle. It's not an assault rifle. It doesn't fire automatically. But they don't care. This is just another way of controlling you. And if you have a semi-automatic rifle with a detachable magazine, which I have, but is not considered an assault rifle because it doesn't meet any of the requirements, I now have to register that because I'm dangerous. I'm dangerous after 30 years in the Marine Corps and top secret clearances and guarding the president and with my people on several occasions, getting in that close, yes, to meet them. And see what else. Going back and, fighting in a lot of wars, never been arrested, never had a parking ticket, never went through the camera lights. Myself and thousands of others here in this great state of California, hundreds of thousands of others, we are the ones that they're afraid of. Why don't you just enforce the laws against the bad guys? Why make it harder? And then, of course, there's probably going to be the ammo that you have to start registering for ammo to buy ammo. Let's just make it harder. See, lead bullet ban, the semi-automatic rifle, you have to lock up your guns. If there's anybody around, I don't even know if that one passed. They wanted to lock, you have to lock your guns up anyway, all the time.
Do I hear in the distant Hollers black market?
Well, you see a lot of things. It's, you know what? Oh, if you have to get, you know, if you get registered to buy ammo, people just go across the state line and buy it. And let me tell you, criminals don't register for ammo. They don't register weapons. How many, you know, when you look at it, how many people are assaulted by an M14? And let me tell you something. You want to ban weapons with detachable magazines? Let's talk about, and you might as well just say, oh God, why did he say that? Look at the M1 rifle. Does not have a detachable magazine and is the major battle rifle during World War II in Korea. Did a lot of damage. That's not banned. How about that? Oh, okay. That's okay. This is just another example of control, taking away your rights under the Second Amendment, trying to outdo anybody. Well, let's talk about the people in Colorado They did that in Colorado. They took away high capacity magazines. They did, you know, they took away other rights of the people. And what happened? The people stood up and just recalled two legislators in Colorado, including the president of the Senate. People in Colorado said, you do not represent us. They held a recall election. Bloomberg and some billionaires out of California pouring money into this. Over $3 million to try to defeat that. Try to get those people to stay on. They lost. They lost. The people of Colorado won. They recalled the two legislators, including, like I said, the president of the Senate. I don't expect that to happen here in California. But every time that the people in, the people down there in Sacramento make laws like this that affect the people in Northern California, you know what? You just add another 1,000 people or 2,000 people that just say, you know what? Why are we in this state and paying our taxes? They don't represent us. They don't understand our way of life up here. They don't understand how we live. They don't understand that we hunt, we shoot, we fish, we enjoy our water, we enjoy the, what, our lifestyle up here. You people don't understand it, and they don't care. Talk to your representative. Talk to Daly. Ask him, do they even understand? How many of them have even been north of Sacramento? And you wonder about the state of Jefferson, why that's getting traction. You know, you can poo-poo it in the paper, but maybe you ought to say, you take a look at it. Why are the people pissed? It's because of what they're doing in Sacramento when they pass laws like this. They take our money. They build high-speed rails to nowhere. They want to raise a dam. They want that's going to impact on all of our business, on our businesses around here. They take away your right to own weapons. They take away your right to have ammunition to hunt with. They take away your rights. This is why people are starting to look at the state of Jefferson. Something that represents the people of Northern California. We'll be right back.
Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July.
It's going to be a damn good celebration, and you're all invited. 75 years ago, thousands of hard-working men and women traveled to Shasta County to be a part of building the second largest dam in the country. Join us as we honor and celebrate these dam builders and their families who forever changed California and the way we live today. They came to build a dam and stayed to build a community. You won't want to miss the fun September 14th through the 21st as the whole community comes together to commemorate Shasta Dam's 75 years. The week-long party will include a fun run up the dam, night tours with a special film showing in the auditorium, the Shasta Lakes Lion Club Show and Shine, monolith tours at the Turtle Bay Exploration Park, a human number 75 on the dam aerial photo will be taken, barbecues with live music, the dam workers reunion luncheon, and so much more. There is something for the whole family. You will want to get all the details at our website, ShastaDam75.org, or give us a call at 276-2037. Happy anniversary, Shasta Dam.
This is Ted Leidy, Senior Instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. As firearms instructors, we know what it's like to work weekends, so NFI is happy to announce our weeknight CCW classes with the same professional and experienced instruction that has become the standard in Northern California for basic and advanced CCW, firearm safety training, and private instruction. Contact NorCal Firearms Instruction at 999-1822 for more information, or visit us on the web at norcalfi.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Okay, there's now on the United 93,
yes.
There's a report of black smoke in the last position I gave you, 15 miles south of Johnstown.
From the airplane or from the ground?
They're speculating it's from the aircraft.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Community Talk Radio for the North State. This is 12 years. It's the anniversary 12 years ago of the attacks on our country by terrorists from Al-Qaeda. 12 years ago. 9/11.
And the heroes that actually brought that Flight 93.
Yeah.
I mean, when you think
Let's
about
roll.
It, I get chills about that because I guess if, you know you're going, you better give everything you got because you're going out with your teeth in the bone.
Well, it's true. I mean, they knew what had happened in the other airliners. They knew what had happened because they were listening to it on their phones. And when that happened, they got together and they said, we're not going like that. We're going to take this plane back. And they organized and then they attacked a terrorist. Yeah, I know. I get choked up about this.
Yeah.
But it's true. They attacked.
And that could have caused so much more. They could have caused so much more. It was already catastrophic enough, but, you know, they were able to get it in a field.
Yeah. And where were they going to? Were they going for the Capitol? Were they going to hit, the Capitol? Where were they going to go for the White House? But they didn't. They fought back and heroes, every one of them. In Syria, as we talk about the war that went on, And it's been going on for this long. And now we're looking at bombing Syria. And President Obama, you know what? You wanted to unify the country. You finally did it, partner. 80% of the people in this country think bombing Syria, going into Syria, is a bad move. Your red line that you drew, it was out of the air, and then tried to say, oh, I didn't draw that. Well, you know what? The people see through this. Your approval rating on foreign policy is zip. And so what happened in your, trying to convince everybody that Congress wasn't going to vote for it, the Senate wasn't going to vote for it. So what happens is the Russians stepped in and said, what if we take control of the weapons? Well, the Syrians have said they're going to do that. President Obama in his speech last night said, you know what? Let's take a step back from going in. We're going to keep our people there, but let's see if diplomacy works. Well, you think? Who's the one that drew the red line? You did. Who took us to the brink? You did. The people of this country don't want to bomb another country unless they know a few things. One, imminent threat to us. Two, what is the size of the scope of this attack? And when you say, no boots on the ground, did it say that exactly? You're not going to have to go in there. What happens if you hit the wrong target? And now you have weapons of mass destruction spread out all over Syria. And three, what is the scope of this and what is the end result you want? I think the people of this country need that after what's happened in the past and what's happened with your legislation and the things you passed through. Obamacare, we don't know what's happening with that. There's all of this. So we need to know that. But yes, good. I'm glad you said that. Let diplomacy work. Take a step back. Let us see if they can take control of the weapons of mass destruction. Let's even find out who the other side is. Who are the other guys, the leaders on the other side? A lot of people think they're Al-Qaeda. Do we want to give Al-Qaeda another country after being fighting them for 12 years and lost so many lives? Take a deep breath here, President Obama. We got time. There's nothing that's going to hit our country tomorrow like it did 12 years ago. Hey, When we come back, we're probably finished. We're happy to say we got Tom Armolino here as a superintendent of the County Office of Education. We're going to be talking about a lot of things that's impacting on our students this year. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bach.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. 12 years ago, America was in shock. Today, we remember. One by one, the names of the nearly 3,000 killed on 9/11 are being read.
My cousin, Ann Nicole Nelson. We love you and we miss you.
That's at New York's Ground Zero in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where Flight 93 crashed.
The 40 that we honor today had no idea that they would be heroes.
President Obama was at the ceremony at the Pentagon, where Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz is live.
The president marked the 12 years that had passed since 9/11 with a pair of somber ceremonies. First, a moment of silence on the White House South Lawn, then a wreath laying here at the Pentagon's 9/11 Memorial, where he remembered all the lives lost that day.
Our hearts still ache for the futures snatched away.
The president also remembering the 6,700 American lives lost in the fight since 9/11 in places like Afghanistan and Iraq, and including the U.S. ambassador and three other Americans lost in the terrorist attack in Benghazi, Libya, on last year's 9/11 anniversary. Dave?
Mike, with a vote in a skeptical Congress on hold, the president's hoping diplomacy can work. The Russian plan to have Syria give up their chemical weapons.
It's too early to tell whether this offer will succeed. And any agreement must verify that the Assad regime keeps its commitments.
But that may prove tough at the UN. Fox News Radio's Simon Owens live in London.
Dave, the US and France want the UN Security Council to put pressure on Syria to stick to that handover proposal. They want the council to sign a resolution promising severe consequences should Syria back out of any deal. But there are suggestions Russia would veto anything like that, saying Syria can't be expected to act with a gun pointed at its head. Russia is also opposed to any resolution which accuses Syria's government of using chemical weapons. Dave.
Simon, Richmond, California is moving forward with a first-in-the-nation plan to use eminent domain to seize hundreds of homes in an attempt banks are against to give mortgage holders who owe more than the house is worth a chance to refinance and stay. Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Frank had a knack for updating dusty old systems. But when he changed departments, his new co-workers warned him about this leader's unspoken motto: "We do it the way we've always done it." So what did Frank do? He did it right. He said, "Boss, I'll go after your priorities your way, but if a time comes up to discuss options, I have ideas, and I'm ready when you are." To the staff's surprise, the boss smiled. "Do things my way and get it right," she said, "and then we'll talk." This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Behind the way it's always been done are relationships as well as methods. Respect for existing relationships can also open new doors in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
1 year after the Libyan attack, a bombing in Benghazi. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither, live in our Middle East Bureau.
A powerful car bomb exploded next to the Foreign Ministry building in the heart of the city. The dawn attack meant the streets were fairly empty and there are no reported casualties. The building once housed the U.S. consulate back in the 60s, before Muammar Gaddafi came to power. Security officials are often targeted in the city with car bombings. No group has claimed responsibility. And the timing is interesting. Exactly 1 year after Ambassador Chris Stevens and three other Americans were killed in an attack on the consulate. There are no suspects in custody for it. Dave?
Emily, a security screener who quit his job at Los Angeles International Airport, was arrested late last night after the FBI says Na Alpha Onuoha made threats citing 9/11. Prompting officials to clear and search terminals at LAX. His minivan and home were also searched. No harmful materials were found. Two prison guards are being punished a week after the suicide of the infamous Ohio kidnapper who held three women in his home, raping them for about a decade.
On paid administrative leave are two Ohio prison guards who were on duty when Ariel Castro hanged himself in his cell last week. They'll remain on leave until internal investigations by the department and a criminal investigation by the State Highway Patrol are finished. An Ohio prison spokesperson says neither of the guards has ever been disciplined. A union official says the two are being made scapegoats. Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
The first hurricane of the season is far out in the Atlantic. Humberto.
Right now we don't think it's going to be any threat to land, but we have a long time to watch it because it's a few thousand miles away.
Eric Blake at the National Hurricane Center. Tropical Storm Gabrielle appears to be weakening as it moves away from Bermuda. It is also not considered a threat to the U.S. East Coast. On Wall Street, the gains continue after two big rallies to start the week. The Dow is up another 44 points this morning. This is Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 8:05 in the morning. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat room if you have things to say. Oh, gosh, let me see. John and Sonny are in there, and Angel was in there. So good morning,
good
everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's the weather today,
hon? Currently 66 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. We're going to have a sunny day with temperatures around 95, mostly clear tonight with 67. Tomorrow's going to be hot. Hotter, 97, mostly clear in the evenings around 70, and Friday we reach 99. So, it seems like we've been in the triple digit figures, so we're gonna be right slightly under that for the remainder of the week, and the weather's brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Don't forget, Thursday night is their pizza on the deck. Perfect time to go out there while the sun sets and have, Chef John Stadelli's creation of fantastic pizza. 474-5546 is the reservation hotline to go have, you know, dinners and a wonderful night out.
And let's go to our market minute with our Wells Fargo advisor, Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 45 points at 15,236. The S&P 500 is down 4 at 1679, and the NASDAQ is down 18 at 3710. Active stocks this morning include Nokia up 21 cents at $5.87, and Bank of America down 5 cents at $14.56. Stocks of local interest, Pacific Gas and Electric is down 44 cents at $40.97, and North Valley Bank is up 4 cents at $18.92. In the bond market, we find higher prices, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield to 2.96%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up 4 cents at $107.43. Gold is down $3.20 at $13.60.80, and silver is up 12 cents at $23.14. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, thank you, Kathy. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. We can't say enough about them. Local people giving you great advice about what's happening in Wall Street. Give them a call at 243-7561 or just stop by Park Marina Drive. Hey, you know, with all this fires, with the fires going on, the smoke in the air and the heat, and just like you're talking about, honey, you know, Alliance Heating and Air, these guys are working 7 days a week, 24 hours a day to help you and, they, you know, for the service. And with all of the smoke in the air, is your air conditioner working? Do you need new filters? Call Alliance, call Martin and his people because they will come out there and assist you. They'll keep you at a cool, they'll keep you in the temperatures when it's cool. When all this going on, the heat's not over for the summer. And then when it does get cold, they can handle that too. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. We're going to take a quick break. And then we're going to come back with Tom Armolino, Superintendent of Schools, Common Cause. I keep saying that word and Linda's going slapping me on the face here. Common Core. We're going to talk about, the impacts of
Common Core.
Impact on that and transgender and a few other things here that are impacting our students this year. Tom Armolino, we'll be right back after these messages. Well, I guess I can. Have you forgotten how it felt that day?
Bug Out Travel Agency. How may I help you? You'd like to bug out of town? Okay, sir. What's your name? Cockroach. Carl Cockroach? And you want to get out of town because you've heard about Redding Spray Service? Yes, sir. I hear they have all you bugs cornered, so to speak. They are experienced and licensed to kill you dead, sir. I have heard Redding Spray Service has the fastest response time and competitive rates. Yes, sir. They also kill ants, spiders, fleas, beetles, rats. Oh, yes, sir. You're in a hurry, Mr. Cockroach. How many in your party? Oh, my. You'll need a group rate, won't you? Okay, I'll have you on the first bus leaving at 3 a.m. Thank you for calling the Bug Out Travel Agency, Mr. Cockroach. Hey, Ethel, call Redding Spray Service at 221-3007. That's 221-3007, and tell them there's a bug bus leaving at 3 a.m. Bug Out Travel Agency, how may I help you?
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Alexandra Russo, and my husband, Dr. Dan Russo, as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. We believe health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at kcnr1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hi, I'm Sherry Silk, inviting you to join me and my husband Danny for our program Loving on Purpose, Sundays at KCNR Community Talk Radio from noon to one. We talk about relationships, parenting, and more every week.
Our focus is to help build healthy families, relationships, marriages, parenting.
Then we sure hope you join us. It's Loving on Purpose, Sundays from noon to one on AM 1460 KCNR.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
When the cry went out on 911, the hero heard the call.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 9/11, 12 years ago today. We were attacked by Al-Qaeda. Thousands killed today, and a war started that's still going on today over 12 years. Well over a decade. We're still fighting in Afghanistan. We still have troops in many places in the world that you don't even know about.
And you were fighting there.
Yeah, we were there. Not there at 9/11, but most places afterwards.
I was at the
World Trade Center within a month of that happening when it was still fire and smoldering and people walking around with masks on their face and seeing what had happened there. It's unbelievable the amount of destruction that was in that one spot. Metal signs on buildings blocks away had melted. And so, I mean, it was like a Dali-esque type of, surreal landscape that somebody had painted. Sides of buildings were there, but the corners were gone. Windows melted. Everything. I mean, it was just unbelievable the amount of damage that they had not been hit by the bomb and they were a few blocks away. Or by the planes, but the destruction of the towers. The people there in there a month later were still. I mean, they were moving, they were rebuilding and all that. You love that don't quit, don't give up, don't let the bastards grind you down. But they were still in the shock. You could see it. The fact that we had been hit by an attack like that. And the point is, and it's funny that last night and for no special reason, we watched Zero Dark 30. the hunt for Bin Laden. Anyway, it's something that we need to always be on the alert for. But something else we need to be on the alert for, though, is getting our kids educated.
The future of our children.
Yeah, the future of our children.
Education and what's happening in the California educational system. And we're very pleased to have Tom Armolino with us today, who is our superintendent of Shasta County Schools. Or good. Shasta County Superintendent of Schools. I know that there's a great way to say it, but welcome to the show, Tom.
Thank you. Thanks for having
me. Good morning.
Anyway, you're in charge, though.
I'm in charge of something.
Yeah.
In charge of something.
The head of the heap.
Hey,
top
Tom.
Of the heap.
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
There's we talked the other day. There's a lot of questions, a lot of things going on in our schools. There's been laws passed by the assembly that's going to impact on us directly. When I talk to the office, and we'll get to that in a few minutes, of this bill, and we'll get to that bill in a few minutes, their whole comment was, well, we'll let the counties work this out. Oh, okay. And your answer to that when I asked you that, and you said, yeah, we're pretty much used to that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. They're going to pass something. But, one of the big questions that raises a lot of comments is Common Core. Can you explain to our audience what Common Core is?
Sure. Common Core actually it's a really exciting time in education. We have had state standards for many, many years. And so state standards, a lot of folks may not realize, is that each state, you know, many years ago, especially with No Child Left Behind, a federal movement that came in with George W. Bush was our president, that each state set their own standards and each state set their own tests as how they were going to assess where students were at. So we have had state standards for over 15 years in California. And standards basically are, they tell you what students are supposed to learn by grade level. So for example, in fourth grade, students might be learning their multiplication facts. It tells you exactly what it is students are supposed to be doing, and then you're tested on those. Common Core standards are also very similar to what we've had in the past. But what's different about those is that we have 45, you know, of the states and the nation that have adopted those same standards. That's what's unusual. What's different about the standards, the Common Core standards too, is that they're much more, students are asked to more apply what it is that they've learned. In the past, it was more rote, where students were asked, you had to learn something particular, but you didn't always have to apply what it is. There was no problem solving really involved. So the Common Core standards are both what students should learn, as well as how students are going to learn and how teachers are going to teach those standards. So it has a little bit more to do now with not just what they're going to learn, but the techniques that teachers will use in order to make sure that students learn the material.
Well, the consternation with it is the fact that this Common Core is the same thing being taught throughout the United States, and people disagree with the lesson plans themselves.
I think folks believe, are a little bit misinformed, that they believe it's a federal movement, that it came from the federal government, which actually isn't true. It was the National Governors Association over 10 years ago that kind of got together. PTA was involved in that, as well as teachers that were involved in that, and started looking at ways that folks could, you know, we looked at other countries, we looked at Finland, we looked at some other folks who were having a little bit more success and what they were doing, and kind of looked at those standards. Each state can choose or not choose to adopt those standards. It's not federal. You don't have to do it. If you don't do it, it's not that they won't give you your federal money. So it's really nothing that's coming from the feds per se. It's more of a movement where they've kind of a little bit more perfection, I think, as to what used to exist, and trying to take the best of what other states had and kind of move that forward. But again, it's more about the techniques that teachers would use. And the examples I would use is that for the past 15 years or so, we've had standards. And I always use the example in fourth grade. Fourth grade mathematics, there were more standards in fourth grade mathematics than a teacher could teach in a year in our former state standards, more than there were days of the school year. So there was so much material, teachers were expected to cover that material pretty quickly. What's different now is that those standards have been reduced a little bit. Students are expected to master those standards, and they're expected to apply those standards. So if you're learning multiplication or division or addition or subtraction or fractions or whatever, you're asked to actually put those into solving problems. So it could be everything from fractions, could be the teacher would do a lesson on cooking. And as you're teaching fractions, you show them what a fraction is and how you take a percentage of something.
You mean they would teach before and not do that?
Well, back in the day, and quite a while ago, before we had state standards, it was a lot more of that. There was a little bit more problem solving involved. When the state standards came on, there was quite a bit of them, more. It was It was, you expected to cover a lot of material, so a lot of that problem solving and application went away.
Well, that didn't seem like a very good idea.
No, no.
Well, who makes these decisions? We've got to take a break here, but who makes those types of decisions that we're going to cram this all down your little throats, mm-hmm. but we're not going to show you how it can be used?
Yeah, well, those are state decisions, so that's our state board of education makes those decisions. Our governor has some ability to look at that, too. So in the past, each state had their own. The feds would set the targets. They'd say this is what how students have to do
reach
this level on these tests. Yeah. How you get there, what standards you use was each up to each state.
And that's where you got into the cheating. The teachers were, it wasn't widespread, I don't
right.
think, but
yeah,
that's where you found teachers that were giving the test grades out and all
that. Because there's penalties that come with those. So once kids don't do well, schools are penalized.
Well, I agree with this on a certain, we're going to take a break, but let's talk about, absorption.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about the kids getting out of school and absorbing what they've learned.
Right.
So let's come back about with that in mind. KCNR 1460.
Can't see nothing in front of me. Can't see nothing coming up behind. Make my way through this darkness. I can't feel nothing but this chain that binds me. Lost track of how far I've gone. Far I've gone, how high I've climbed. On my back's a 60-pound stone. On my shoulder, half mile of line. Come on up for the rising. Come on up with your hands in line.
Hey, this is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
If you're looking for a new home, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. And now through September 30th, we're waiving the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications. To learn more, call or stop by your local North Valley branch or home loan center today. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Wednesday, September 11th, we asked the question, why are they building the world's largest mosque on the crash site of United Flight 93? Learn how radical Islamists within our government are building a terrible tribute to the 19 terrorists who killed over 3,000 Americans on September 11th, 2001. This Wednesday, 10 to 12, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. That's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane Society. The heat is upon us, and I wanted to remind everyone of how hot it can get in a car or the back of a pickup for our pets. If you see any unattended animals in cars in the heat, please call Haven Humane Animal Regulations at 241-2550 so we can help.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR. Today we remember 9/11
You know what? I hope that, hope everybody on 9/11 takes a step back and, thinks about what happened and the results of our country for the last 12 years and what's happened there. And today, you know, it's been 12 years, but we still have people in combat. We still have people dying and being wounded, and we're still in it. We need to end this. Our country needs to go on another footing here. Accomplish our mission if they can finally identify what it is, and let's get out of there. It's enough. I mean, you know, against war. 30 years in the Marine Corps, I've had a lot of wars. I'm not against war. I think war does solve things. But it's got to have an ending. And it needs an ending now. We need to bring our men and women home. We need to take, before we go into Syria, we need to take a big step back and take a look if there's something else that can't be done. I'm not a peacenik, but I'm a common sense type of person that says we don't want to continually risk our people's lives unless there's a real, real, real good reason. Okay. But you know, part of why we fight and part of what we do is for the freedoms we have here. And our freedom of education is one of those great things. And we have somebody that is a great guy, Tom Armolino, who is our superintendent of schools here in Shasta County. And we've been talking about something called Common Core, which is a voluntary program, which seems to be some people don't realize it's a voluntary program that we have, which is 42 states have signed up for it.
Yeah, 45.
45. When I moved from, I moved around a lot when I was a kid, and when I moved from Idaho to Illinois, I was getting a B in French in Idaho and flunked it in Illinois because we had 3 months left to do. Well, the way they were teaching in Idaho was completely different than the way they were teaching in Illinois. I got credit for the class, which was strange because they said I came in so late, but they couldn't pass me because I couldn't speak French at any level that they wanted. Common Core would probably prevent that from happening. Is that right?
Yeah, that's actually a really good example, too. And I wanted to clarify, too, that the voluntary part is each state had the choice to volunteer to be a part of taking Common Core. Some states, as we mentioned, haven't done that. Once the state has adopted that, which our State Board of Education has, it isn't voluntary in regards to teachers choosing to do it or not. We and each school district and every county in the state, once our state has adopted those, they do that. It is the state curriculum. That is what we're expected to teach. But that isn't unusual from what we had in the past. We've had state standards for, as I mentioned earlier, over 15 years. But your example is a really good one, Carl, that I'm from New York, actually, originally. And so when we talk about 9/11, that's kind of close to home for me. Moved a lot also. And that is one of the downfalls of our past system is when every state had their own standards and they had their own assessments, when it came to where you were trying to compare and see how are your students doing compared to other states, how are you doing compared to the national average, you really couldn't compare. You were comparing apples to oranges. Now with Common Core, you will be able to see across the various states how students are doing. You'll know how you're going to be able to compare, and hopefully you learn from each other as you do that. The way that students will be assessed will be a new assessment called Smarter Balance. That assessment will take place next year. It won't happen this year. And so we're transitioning towards that. That's going to be really unique, too, because our old state assessments were all multiple choice. So our students, and I always use my son is off to college now, and he grew up in the whole state standards movement, and he's very good at multiple choice tests.
Oh, yeah, you can train yourself.
He is, and and what I've learned about that, too, he also, when he's faced with various situations, will do very well if I give him choices. But when it comes to problem solving, that's difficult for him. And we've seen that with our standards. And so with our new assessments with Smarter Balance, students will actually be assessed differently. They're going to be assessed on problem-solving techniques, and they're going to be using a much more in-depth way of understanding what students really know and don't know. And, Linda, that was your question about, so how are we going to apply this? And let's talk more about the application of what kids learned. That has been the problem with so many standards that students were expected to know and then assess them with a multiple choice. It's always really hard to know if they can actually apply what it is that they've learned. The whole movement behind the Common Core piece is it's more career-based, and so it's trying to make sure that we prepare our students that once they leave our educational system, they can be successful in the work world, they can be successful in going on to college.
Okay.
One of the things that saddens me is in my era, you did have you know, you had wood shop and you had ceramics and people and auto shop. And a lot of people would leave high school and go into this. Mm-hmm. That's what they did. Probably today they're the owners of, you
they
know.
They own 12, you
right.
know, Jiffy Lubes.
But and if they don't, it's yeah. a noble profession.
Sure.
I think anytime somebody has a job,
right.
it's noble. And that's what I think we need to see. Whatever it is, you don't have to have a master's. It's great to go for higher education, but if you can apply yourself when you get out of school to something where you're a citizen.
And you know how to add and subtract and speak English
yes.
and read.
We'll be right back. KCNR 1460. Our guest is Tom Aurelino.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu.
Hearts still ache for the futures snatched away.
President Obama speaking at the Pentagon 12 years after 9/11, also paying tribute to the four Americans killed a year ago in an attack in a U.S. compound in Benghazi, Libya. Meanwhile, at Ground Zero in New York City, loved ones of those killed there gathering.
Uncle Teddy, even though I never met you, I know you're looking down on me today. I love you and say hi to Papa for me.
This little girl's uncle, firefighter Edward James White III, one of hundreds of first responders killed at Ground Zero, that today is a place of peace where resilience and strength shine in the new tower that stands tall today.
Fox Radio's Jeff Manasso, an authority searching a vehicle connected to a TSA screener arrested after allegedly making threats after quitting his job at Los Angeles International Airport. Fox News, we report, you decide.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Experience Lake Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina. 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
This Friday night, high school football action continues right here on KCNR 1460. Join yours truly, Nate Abarea, as the Enterprise Hornets host the West Valley Eagles. Pregame starts at 7:05, kickoff at 7:30 in a matchup of two undefeated teams, each with championship aspirations. It's the Enterprise Hornets and the West Valley Eagles on Shasta County's home for Friday night football, KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Did you stand there in shock at the sight of that black smoke rising against that blue sky?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 8:34 in the morning, 9/11, 12 years ago today. His portion of the show being brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold, what can I say? The guys down there, DC Tim and the Man in Black at Cypress Square Barbershop, Athens Avenue. Our guest today, of course, is Tom Armolino, who is the superintendent of all of our schools here in Shasta County. We've talked about Common Core, I'll get it right, and the smarter, balanced way of checking their abilities or testing their abilities. The one thing is that Common Core is something that people volunteer to do, and the states that volunteer, this is not something that's being forced down their throat by the feds, such as some other things that we see. Something has happened, though, and we talked about it before you came on, about the transgender bill. Mm-hmm. I talked to the man that wrote the bill, I talked to his chief of staff. And as they pointed out, I said, there's a lot of things that you've left out of the bill here, like, how do you do this? And his answer to that was, well, the gentleman that wrote it didn't want to come on because, we've already passed that. I'm moving on. I want to talk about future things, not about things we've passed. Hmm. Oh, okay. But his chief of staff, who was very open about it, says, yeah, we didn't put a lot of direction in there because we know that the counties and the school districts can figure this out. Transgender bill that says that now if a child, if I understand this right, identifies himself as the opposite sex, they can now use bathrooms, the sporting facilities, and be on the teams of the sex they identify themselves with. Right?
That's correct.
So,
would you care to?
You know, I just wish you all could have seen Tom's face here. Tom's sitting there, and he's got a beautiful look on his face right now. He goes, "Yep, that's right.
That's correct."
So.
All right, so
okay, boss.
Tell us what's happening on the inside.
So what's happening on the inside? So, we haven't experienced that here in Shasta County at this point, and we likely will, like everyone else will. I think it really started in L.A. and they had some issues down there, and they had someone in particular, that student, I think, who's actually, I believe, a male who said that they were a female, and so. They've done a really nice job with it down there in regards to passing policies, and so it's being implemented now. What will happen is we have 25 school districts in the county. Every county or every district will have to look at their own policies. They'll have to determine that they have to follow the law. So that's my difficulty with this is exactly what we're going to do. It's really going to be dependent upon each district, how they're going to handle that. I've spoke with other superintendents. We've talked about it quite a bit. And each of them are now starting to think and starting to craft some language as to how they're going to handle that. What we have learned a little bit is that generally I think what the approach will be is that if a student does that, they'll ask that student to come in and talk. They'll talk with that student. They'll talk with their family and try to kind of understand a little bit what are the student's interests. So, for example, I think the most controversial, obviously, is the bathroom and the locker room, right? Those are the areas.
I think that's the one. I think if nobody wants to have a child bullied because they identify with another gender.
Right.
But the fact is the impact it can have on many more children with that type of with that happening, and I believe LA has set up a program where it was not something that would happen overnight. So they counseling the whole thing before this could happen, but that's just LA. So it sounds like this is the way that you're heading.
Well, you bring up the point too. I think you have to be sensitive both to the student as well as to the other students. It's different. It's something that they're not used to and how they're going to be exposed to that. And so you have to, I think the first approach is really sitting down with that family and understanding what is their real interest. Is their interest of being on the athletic team? And is it more of that than it is to use the locker room or is it to use the restroom or whatever? What are their own interests? Do they want their own private bathroom, for example? And that is the way I think, and I've spoken to some of the folks in LA, that's often the approach that the student has requested. That they're not looking, they're not necessarily voyeurs per se, as some people might think that some folks are. That hasn't been their experience. You know, they are students that have claimed that. They're sensitive to that, their needs of that student and trying to make sure that they're not bullied and whatever. And often that student wants their own privacy. But we're not going to know that until that situation happens. And you can't force them to have their own private you know, bathroom, what have you. But you also don't have to force the other students to be in that situation either. So I think once that situation arises, they're going to have to figure it out as they kind of go and then make the best decision they can.
Well, that's all. You know what? That one right there, what you just said. I mean, you can't force a transgender to have their own bathroom.
Right.
You can't just offer separate but equal. And yet you can't force the other ones to be in there.
Right.
I mean, where does that leave you? I mean,
well, that's going to have to leave you with various options. I think you're going to have other options than what we're used to of just having a men's room and a ladies' room. You know, you're going to have other options for
probably the other
folks.
It's going to be called men's room, women's room, other.
Could be, yeah.
What do you want to be today? I'm going to be an other. I'm going to take a break. KCNR 1460.
Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day? Were you in the yard with your wife and children or working on some stage in L.A.?
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes. Smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's going to be a damn good celebration, and you're all invited. 75 years ago, thousands of hard-working men and women traveled to Shasta County to be a part of building the second largest dam in the country. Join us as we honor and celebrate these dam builders and their families who forever changed California and the way we live today. They came to build a dam and stayed to build a community. You won't want to miss the fun September 14th through the 21st as the whole community comes together to commemorate Shasta Dam's 75 years. The week-long party will include a fun run up the dam, night tours with a special film showing in the auditorium, the Shasta Lakes Lion Club Show and Shine, monolith tours at the Turtle Bay Exploration Park, a human number 75 on the dam aerial photo will be taken, barbecues with live music, the dam workers reunion luncheon, and so much more. There is something for the whole family. You will want to get all the details at our website, ShastaDam75.org, or give us a call at 276-2037. Happy anniversary, Shasta Dam.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
People whose lives were lost here, for the workers who work here, for the families who mourn.
USA!
I can hear you, the rest of the world hears you, and the people...
Welcome back to KCNR 1460, Carl and the Bot. 12 years ago today, 9/11, and then the attack on the World Trade Centers and the immediate aftermath of that.
It's kind of like when that shot rung through the world, very much like, you know, you think about the memories of JFK in our generation, at 9/11, where were you? What happened? I think it's one of those, you can remember the color of the room, the sound, what happened, the time. It was a shock. It was a shocking moment. And so today we pay tribute, of course, to all of those that we lost during our 9/11. I would like to do an announcement here that Haven Humane Societies continue to accept livestock feed and also needs dog and cat food donated for the animals rescued from the Clover Fire. Still going, folks. Please bring all pet and livestock foods to Haven Humane Society. That's at 7449 East Reading Road, East Side Road in Reading, excuse me. It will be dispersed to animals at various locations, including the Clover Fire site. For more information, call the Reading Animal Regulation at 241-2550. We're looking at about 68 degrees here in the downtown studios, climbing, and we'll have temperatures around 95 today.
Our guest, Tom Armolino, heads up our schools here in Shasta County. I'm getting questions in here. We talked about the transfer. I think we've pretty much answered that as best we can here. I mean, we just got to wait and see. And there is no specific way that you know of right now. The school district's going to have to handle it their own way.
That's correct. They'll have to wait and talk with each student and see what exactly it is that their needs are.
There's a question in here from our chat room. Are the schools teaching our children that there is or is not global warming?
Are they teaching that directly? That's not part of the curriculum per se. That they obviously look at that. That's one of the areas that they look at in regards to global warming, but they study the science of it. So specifically to come out and say there's global warming and not global warming. No, they don't do that.
You put the facts out there.
Correct.
Okay. We've got another question. Jake, good morning. You have a question for, our, school superintendent, Tom Armolino.
Hey, Carl. When I was subbing for you, Carl, I had a guy on for 2 hours, a professor out in the University of Oregon, discussing Common Core. And so he tasked me and your audience with every time somebody would tell you what Common Core would do, to ask them how they know that. Because that's the chief thing I'm getting. I'm a parent myself, and I do get a lot of the stuff about Common Core will do this and Common Core will do that, but isn't it true? We have absolutely no idea what Common Core will do since, you know, the whole nation is being subjected to it at the same time. There's no data set. Is that correct?
I'm not sure of the exact question, but I just wanted to clarify. Okay. The whole nation isn't being tasked with it. Each state has their own decision if they're going to choose to do Common Core or not. So we do have 45 of the states that have chose to do it. They're not being forced to do it. They can choose not to. But in regards to what it is, my office knows it actually quite well. We are actually the ones who are providing the trainings for teachers. We've trained over 600 teachers here locally, you know, in the Common Core curriculum. And so it states exactly what the curriculum is. So we know what it is that kids are expected to learn by each grade level and then some of the application of that, if that's what you're asking.
But where has Common Core actually been tried where we have a data set for what the results are?
Yeah, some other states have already adopted it. They've adopted it prior to us. So a couple of states have been doing it for about a year or two.
And what have the results been?
Well, the results are when you're saying results, you're referencing a test. So the tests have been a little bit different. So it depends on the state. So some of them, and just like in every state has districts and counties. And so some are doing better than others.
The only two states I know of that have information on is New York and Illinois, and both those states show test scores are down dramatically.
Yeah, I don't have their test scores in front of me. But one of the things that we will expect, and I will tell you that, I think in the very beginning, anytime you're going to start a new test and you have new assessments, that you're going to see some of those. So when you're saying the scores are down, they're using a different test than the other test. So you're really comparing apples to oranges. So for example, in California, we're going to have the Smarter Balance assessment a year from now. Well, we've had states test. So it's called the STAR test. That's a total different test than the Smarter Balance test. And if we try to compare our test scores from one to the other, we're comparing two different things where they're teaching different standards. So you really can't compare them directly.
Doesn't that beg the question that you're actually going to not know whether this worked better than what you had before. You can know how you're doing versus other states, but you're not going to be able to know how you did versus what you were teaching before if the tests are completely different. Isn't that true?
Well, we're going to know what kids know and what they don't know. That's what's most important.
Hey, Jake,
but you won't know whether there's any improvement or not. Is that correct?
Well, we'll know after the base year. So the first year we'll have our scores, and after that first year we're going to know how we're doing. We're also going to be able, for the first time, be able to compare to other states to see where we're going and what we're doing. Well, but the most important piece isn't to compare to where we were. It's most important is to compare to what do students know and not know, so that we can make sure they can teach
them. How do you know that students are performing better than they did under the old system if you're testing differently in the new system?
Well, in California, for example, the majority of the state standards that we have now are going to be common. There's very little changes in regards to, there's actually used to be more standards, but a lot of the standards are the same. So we will have some standards to directly compare to.
Hey, Jake, we got to run. Thanks for the phone call.
Bye-bye. All right. Thank you. Bye.
Good questions. And, you know, and one of the things you said on this is that they're going to be testing them in a different way. Before it was all multiple choice. Now it's going to be problem solving.
Right.
So I think there probably will be. I think the test scores are going to be a lot lower. I mean, I would believe that because they're actually having to think and write, which is a lot harder than just trying to, you know, to guess which block it is. So I think a lot of people are going to be interested in this. You have to be. You would hope they would be. Our guest, Tom Armolino, when we come back, you've got something that's called Reach Higher.
Reach Higher Shasta.
Yeah, we want to talk about that in our last time. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great-tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656 or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Well, I won't back.
Welcome back. KCNR1460, Carl and Linda Bott. Tomorrow, Thursday, you know, with all these fires going on and all the disasters that are happening around us, are you ready to leave your house immediately? Mark Kent's going to be on with us tomorrow. We're going to go emergency preparedness. What's in your go bag that you can pick up? Throw in the back of your car so at least you can have the stuff you need to survive for 3 or 4 or 5 days. We're going to talk about that tomorrow.
On a note, to follow that up, I have a girlfriend who went through the Northridge earthquake, and she was talking to me the other day and how many years passed has that transpired. But anyway, so she was talking about how she used to carry water around in her trunk, and she said, you know, I've gotten comfortable. I don't do that anymore. But we were talking about that if something happened and you were on the road, do you have in your car, what do you have in your car that could help you
survive
for just 24 or 48 hours? Anyway, let's get back to our wonderful guest, Superintendent of Schools for Shasta County, and that's Tom Armolino. Tom, I wanted to ask you, when you grew up and you got into education, did you think that you wanted to become supervisor, Shasta County?
Superintendent. When I went into teaching is I wanted to work directly with children. You know, I really cared for kids, and I grew up in a large family and worked in recreation when I was a kid, so I knew that I wanted to work with kids. And I struggled a little bit in school when I was a kid. So, you know, I was one of those students that was a bright student, but didn't always apply myself. And so I wanted to work with students, and the administration thing just kind of happened. You know, along the way, you volunteer for this and you volunteer for that, and you coach and you mentor, and the next thing you know, you're being asked to do more, and it's kind of a natural progression.
You're in an elected position too.
I am.
Right? Mm-hmm. Do you campaign very much? I don't think anybody runs against you, do they?
I haven't had anybody run against me.
Well, you know, I kind of like your job.
You have to get that administrative credential.
Right? Oh, okay, that's right. Oh, you and the sheriff. Oh, yeah, okay. Hey, let's go to the phones. John, good morning. You have a question for Tom Armolino?
Yeah, I do. Thanks. Hey, Tom, I got a few questions on some homework that the eighth graders were getting lately, and it caught my radar. And I'll just go through the questions and let you respond. One of the questions was, if we euthanize dogs, should we euthanize people? What would the criteria be? Who would decide? And another question was, in a perfect world, who would be in charge? And then another assignment, it said, it was a multiple choice. You had to list the name. Who was supporting separation of church and state.
Now, John, did you see this yourself in the questions?
Yeah, I did. I saw it in the homework.
Okay, all right. Tom?
What's the question, John?
Questions about, you know, the first assignment where, you know, euthanizing people and who would decide that, and in a perfect world, who would be...
Is the question, are you uncomfortable with these? Are you uncomfortable with the questions? And what was the reasoning?
Yeah, I'm uncomfortable with those.
And what's the reasoning behind the questions?
Yeah, I would, as a parent, have the same question, John. And what I would encourage you to do is talk directly to the teacher and find out exactly as to why, you know, what is the reasoning behind those questions. As we know, every teacher has some autonomy, you know, and teachers can choose how they're going to frame questions, and sometimes they get it right and sometimes they don't. I would encourage you to talk directly to the teacher, and if you didn't get the answer you were comfortable with, I'd talk to the principal and let them know that you're uncomfortable, because I could understand your discomfort. I'd have some discomfort with that also.
Thanks, John.
Okay. Thank you.
We don't have a lot of time left, but what's the Reach Higher Shasta?
Reach Higher Shasta is an initiative that we've been working on here locally for about 3 years. It's a large collaborative that has all 25 school districts as well as, a variety of partners, all of our local colleges, community colleges, as well as Public Health and McConnell Foundation and First Five and College Options. And anyway, it's a large group of folks who have kind of working together. And really what our main initiative with Reach Higher is that we're trying to make sure that when students leave high school, that they're prepared. Now, that may seem like something that we would all take for granted, but this gentleman earlier was asking about how do you know these questions and how do you know if they're doing well? Well, we know we can look at kids who go on to college. We can also look at kids who go to trade school, and then we can look at kids who can go out into the working world. And the data is currently showing that we have a pretty small percentage of kids who leave our schools here locally and go on to higher ed. And we want to increase that number. We're not suggesting every student has to go on to higher ed, but what we do know is that if we prepare every student to go on to higher ed and they go right out into the working world, they're going to do better. So that's the main initiative, is trying to make sure that we are We're preparing every kid to be successful once they leave high school. So we have a variety of things we're doing, real collaborative things together to work on that. So I'd love to talk more about that.
Well, you know what, Tom? Now that we've got you on back on again, I know you want to come back on again. We'll set you up soon to have you come in. And let's talk a lot more about that. Let's finish, you know, do some more on the Common Core and all that. But, hey, thank you so much for you obviously care about what's happening to our students and our educators. And thank you so much for being on today.
You're welcome. And I just want to say to folks out there listening, any questions you have, please call us. You can call my office. And you know, I appreciate Carl's question on, you know, if you hear something, doesn't mean it's true. You know, let's find out. I'll tell you if it is or isn't, and we'll help you with any information. And we're working hard to do the best we can for your children here in Shasta County.
Thank you, Tom. We're going to finish up today with Taps. KCNR 1460. Join us tomorrow morning.
Thanks, guys.
The news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center on KCNR, Redding.
Gazi.
The fight is far from over. Tuesday, the president notified Congress he is extending the national emergency, now a dozen years old. At the Pentagon, Mike Makowicz.